This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, and of course you're with Aesthetica, and you're with Colin Armstrong. With me, as always, in the studio and on the panel is Mark. Welcome, Mark.
Hello.
Good to have you here, and a busy night on the panel. We've got a really exciting and full Aesthetica this afternoon. Our green room is very full of waiting people to come in.
It's jam-packed. I haven't seen it like this ever. It's amazing.
It's exciting. So tonight on Aesthetica, we've got a very full show. We've got a kaleidoscope of arts and culture across Melbourne tonight, which is really great. With me in the studio now is Carla Kassane, and Carla is a graduate of VCA. Carla's worked extensively in theatre and music theatre around Australia, and she's also... she's written and is acting in Halls and Working Weeping Women. It's written and performed by Carla, and it's a cabaret of Shakespearean proportions. Welcome, Carla.
Thanks so much, Colin. It's a joy.
Great to have you at Joy. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there.
Not at all. It's a bit scary to say. Yeah. I find I get quite nervous saying Halls and Weeping Women out loud.
Yes. Now, when I first got the email from your publicist, I thought, oh, what is this about? So it was really great to read it. So now, first of all, Halls and Weeping Women explore the archetypes of powerful and successful women across the course of history. You've written this yourself, so where did the concept come from and the creativity and the ideas put together, I dare say?
Sure. Well, partly it came from my experience of working in a bit of a double life. Soon after graduating, I found myself working in Shakespeare and musical theatre side by side, sometimes doing musical theatre during the day and Shakespeare at night. And so I found the forms to be quite contrasting and jarring at times, but also for me that there was a joy in how huge they were. And they're basically my two loves, Shakespeare and musical theatre. So in a sense, this is me creating the ultimate playground in for my sensibilities to perform in. I started, I began my acting career after graduating mostly as an understudy. So I was mostly looking at archetypes of women. Sometimes I was playing women much older or much younger than myself. Mm-hmm. And so I was really looking around for the role at other women, other performers, and also sort of contemporary female role models. And I found myself looking to Shakespeare's heroines for inspiration. So the show uses the Seven Ages of Man speech from As You Like It, yes, which charts the journey of humankind through the infant, the whining schoolboy, the lover, the soldier, the justice, the lean and slippered pantaloon, and second childishness and mere oblivion. So I've found the Shakespearean equivalents of those archetypes, and then I've teamed them up with the contemporary pop star.
Mm. Yeah, I was just going to talk to you about the music a little later, but what a beautiful segue. Tell me, you've got some really interesting music that you're using within the show.
Sure.
With Shakespeare. And at first thought, when you're sort of thinking about Shakespeare and Rihanna Florence and the Machine, yeah. And you did share a little secret with me before,
A little bit of Miley Cyrus, I'm ashamed to say.
So tell me about that. How does that...
Yeah, well, look, it's been really fun. One of my favourite things about cabaret is this idea of the alienation effect, which translates as to make the familiar unfamiliar. Mm. And I think that pop music is really the perfect vehicle for the alienation effect. Mm. So what Andrew Patterson is our musical director, and he's done an amazing job of arranging contemporary pop music so that it speaks in a different kind of a way. So for example, we've got Rihanna's Love the Way You Lie teamed up with Kate from Taming of the Shrew. And he's managed to fit some Kiss Me Kate in the underscoring in there. So there's we're really twisting and playing with the ideas of what it means to be a female pop star or a role model in this day and age as well.
It sounds amazing. Now, the costuming is done by Zoe
Felice, who is just amazing.
And I know that we've got to come along and see you, so don't tell us too much, but tell the costumes. They're all within, are they with period Shakespeare, or are they more contemporary? Or
yeah, like the show, it's a bit of a mashup. There's a bit of a nod to this idea of seven deadly sins, seven ages of man, seven cardinal virtues. So I've tried to find seven different stages of reveal. So I went to Zoe because in some ways she's a bit of an icon for burlesque costumery. Mm-hmm. So there are different stages
the
of
right
reveal
person to go to, yeah.
that are that the costume kind of morphs throughout the different ages. But there is certainly a nod to Shakespeare, to Elizabethan corsetry, and there's certainly a nod to burlesque.
That's really good. And I think, too, you've really brought a lot into that, really, haven't you? And I mean, we're talking to Carla Kasane about her show that she wrote and she's performing in, and it's called Whores and Weeping Women. Now, and it sounds like a great show. It's one of the, you know, I often say that when am I going to have enough time to see all these shows? it sounds like one that I am going to have to put on my list as well.
Oh, great.
Now, you're performing in a brilliant venue.
Oh, it's fantastic. The Butterfly Club.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And so great for producing new work, yeah. You know, for independent theatre.
Absolutely, for independent theatre. And it's just in Melbourne, and it's just off Little Collins Street. Now, for tickets, it's best to go to the Butterfly Club website.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, and your season, what dates are you performing?
Yeah, so we open this Tuesday the 19th, and we run until Sunday the 24th, Tuesday, Wednesday and Sunday at 8 p.m, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 9 p.m.
Sensible times.
Yes.
Really, really, really good. It's a cabaret of Shakespearean proportions. It's Whores and Weeping Women, and it's by Carla Kasane and the Complete Works Theatre Company, and they're presenting this production. As Carla just said, it's on from 19th of November to 24th, and it sounds like a wonderful production, and it's on at the Butterfly Club here in Melbourne.
That's right.
So just for the, by the sounds of it, for the costuming and to hear all about that, about Shakespeare and the music, that is really going to be fabulous how it all mixes. Carla, I'd really like to thank you today for coming into Aesthetica to share your upcoming production, and I wish you all the best with it.
Thanks so much,
thank
Colin.
Thank you so much, Carla.
Much pleasure.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.